We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel SAT. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a television channel for the very young is launched in Malaysia. In sustainable energy news, the number of electric cars is increasing in Norway. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Miss Anna Chan, an American woman who has gathered and donated more than $600,000 worth of fruit to community food banks. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 20th, is the birthday of Prime Minister of Timor-Leste, His Excellency K. Rala Shana Gusmao. Born in 1946 in Leila, Timor-Leste, Prime Minister Gusmao is committed to building a prosperous and secure future with good governance and transparency. With Prime Minister Gusmao's leadership, economic growth has been considerable, and important improvements have been made in the areas of education and housing. His Excellency also calls for international action on climate change and peaceful solutions to world concerns. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, Prime Minister K. Rala Shana Gusmao, for your dedication to your nation. May you celebrate a very happy and blessed birthday with cherished ones. World Refugee Day is observed today as well, which commemorates the 10th anniversary of this important occasion established by the United Nations. This is a time to honor the persevering strength of refugees and recognize their many contributions. The 2011 campaign theme is One is Too Many, emphasizing that even the existence of one refugee without hope is not acceptable. This includes individuals who have had to leave their homelands due to the effects of climate change. We pray everyone lovingly joins together to ensure all our brothers and sisters around the world have safe and tranquil homes. Please join us today for our special show on World Refugee Day, on a journey through aesthetic realms, here on Supreme Master Television.
Flying News. Post disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. Starting Thursday, June 16th, a 3-day search was launched for the more than 7,700 people still officially missing nearly 100 days after the March 11 disaster. Meanwhile, Japan's government has made it easier for people to declare missing loved ones legally deceased. Even over 3 months after the initial quake and tsunami, Japan continues to be rattled by aftershocks, with a 5.9 magnitude tremor striking near the east coast of Honshu on Saturday, centered 97 kilometers northeast of the badly affected Iwaki and Fukushima prefecture.
At the meeting of the government's Coordinating Committee for Earthquake Prediction on Monday, June 13th, Tohoku University researchers had suggested the use of GPS data for faster calculation of earthquake magnitudes and resulting tsunamis, enabling much quicker response. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government also plans to revise a map showing areas susceptible to soil liquefaction in the event of a powerful quake. Liquefaction on March 11th had resulted in serious damage to buildings and infrastructure along Tokyo Bay. The new projection map is scheduled to be made public by spring 2013.
Meanwhile, the struggle to bring the disaster-hit Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant under control continues. A 160-page report by the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, being presented Monday at a nuclear safety meeting in Vienna, Austria, states that while the Fukushima plant engineers were to be commended for their handling of the disaster, Japanese officials did not implement a sufficient defense system to guard against tsunamis and earthquakes. The report recommends comprehensive changes to better address potential future calamities. Meanwhile, a survey reported on Sunday by the Tokyo Shimbun newspaper revealed that 82% of Japanese, or 4 out of 5 people, want to see nuclear energy phased out. Just 5 hours after the Friday launch of an operation to clean 100,000 tons of accumulated radioactive wastewater for reuse and continuing to cool reactors, the procedure had to be halted as radiation levels in the collecting device rose much faster than expected. Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, say it may take days before the system can be restarted, and the entire operation may need to be reconsidered. Although TEPCO officials stated that this latest problem would not delay the scheduled January 2012 date for completely shutting down the plant, a more immediate concern is that the continued accumulation of highly radioactive water could result in ocean overflow within 1 week, with potential international effects.
Amid the ongoing nuclear crisis, more hotspots registering high concentrations of radiation are being discovered beyond the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the nuclear facility. As a result, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano announced on Thursday that the government plans to ask expectant mothers and children to evacuate from these areas. The French government is meanwhile calling for the European Union to add products from the Shizuoka Prefecture in central Japan to the list of items requiring examination. After tea leaves imported from the region region into France were found to contain over twice the amount of radioactive cesium than the European Union limit.
We are thankful, Japanese and international officials and personnel, for your efforts to resolve the radiation crisis. Our prayers for the Earth's protection from such dangers through humanity's more eco-conscious efforts.
Three major wildfires continue to disrupt lives in Arizona, USA. As of Saturday, June 18th, the Wallo Fire, now the largest in Arizona's history, had scorched over 500,400 acres, but was 38% contained, thanks to the efforts of 4,000 firefighters. Some 200 people from the town of Greer remained under evacuation as the blaze entered its 21st day, while residents of Alpine, a small town of 750, were able to return to their homes that had been thankfully saved. To the south, in the Huachuca Mountains near the Mexican border, 1,000 firefighting personnel were battling the Monument Fire, just south of Sierra Vista, a city of 70,000 people. By Saturday morning, the 15% contained blaze had destroyed 47 homes and consumed 20,000 acres, with some 7,200 residents evacuated.
Meanwhile, the Horseshoe 2 fire in the southeast was 70% contained, having charred over 206,000 acres as residents of West Turkey Creek remained displaced. The fire had been ignited May 8th, with over 1.3 million gallons of water and retardant having been dropped on the flames since. To aid in the area's recovery, Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer declared a state of emergency for the Monument and the Horseshoe 2 fires, making Cochise County eligible for $100,000 to cover emergency response and recovery costs and enabling the mobilization of the Arizona National Guard. Our appreciation for Governor Brewer's thoughtful initiatives and for the tireless courage of the many firefighters, as we pray for the protection of humans and animals alike, may such destructive events be alleviated through our kinder regard for all fellow beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore. We can still save the planet. Day 583. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens, speak out. As people continue to stand up for human rights, political freedom, and democratic representation, they gather in countries around the world, including Australia, Bahrain, Belarus, Bolivia, Egypt, Hungary, Libya, Somalia, Spain, Syria, the United States, and Yemen.
Egypt. Hussein Salem, a top aide to former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, was arrested Thursday, June 16, along with a son and a Turkish businessman in Spain on an international arrest warrant relating to charges of dishonesty during his term in office.
Somalia. In spite of demands by protesters that Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed remain in office, he announced on Sunday that he was resigning in the interests of the nation to comply with an agreement intended to stabilize the country's governance, but which also requires the appointment of another prime minister.
Deputy Prime Minister Abdi Wali is meanwhile assuming the role of acting prime minister until a new appointment is made.
Bahrain. Following an April ban on any gatherings by Wahd political party members, including a shutdown of their headquarters in the capital Manama, the Bahraini government announced on Saturday that it is lifting the ban on the country's second largest minority party. However, military trials continue for protesters, including one held for 15-year-old Yusuf al-Basri, who is said to have been tortured in prison.
According to a report by Press TV, Bahraini students studying in the UK were secretly filmed when they protested against their government's crackdown on demonstrators last March. Since then, some have had their homeland government scholarships withdrawn, while others state that they have been pressured to sign a pledge agreeing not to participate in any protests and to inform the government of fellow students who do.
Meanwhile, UK schools like Manchester Metropolitan University have said a rapid response measure is being implemented to support students whose countries are deemed to be in political crisis so that they are able to complete their education even if their country's scholarships are withdrawn.
Spain. As the Spanish government continues seeking to stabilize the country in the midst of fiscal crisis, some 37,000 protesters gathered before the Parliament building in the capital Madrid, with similar rallies planned in 55 other cities. Calling themselves the Indignants, the activists persisted in calls for change to alleviate conditions such as an unemployment rate that is the highest in the European Union.
Australia. Thousands of Australians marked World Refugee Day by protesting the government's May 7th decision to send asylum seekers to third-party countries like Malaysia. With families that are already being impacted by potential separation, such as an immigrant father in Australia whose newly arriving wife and child are now being sent to Malaysia, the Australian Parliament has voted that the government should abandon the policy, while the UN has questioned its legality, as Malaysia is not a signatory of the UN Refugee Convention.
United States. On Friday, representatives at the U.S. Conference of Mayors submitted a referendum calling upon Congress to end participation in foreign wars, which have killed 6,000 U.S. troops and are costing $126 billion annually, and to use the money instead for job creation, infrastructure rebuilding, aid to municipal and state governments, and for the development of a new economy based on sustainable energy.
Belarus. The UN Human Rights Council spoke out on Friday against rights violations perpetrated by the Belarusian government before, during, and after the presidential elections held on December 19, 2010, as well as the country's lack of fair trials. It went on to urge a halt to the persecution and harassment of all minority party leaders, civil society representatives, human rights activists, lawyers, media members, students, and those defending them.
Hungary. Around 10,000 police officers, firefighters, soldiers, and others marched through Budapest on Saturday to protest austerity measures, including plans to retroactively abolish pensions for people under the age of 65, which the government states is necessary to avert a fiscal crisis.
Syria. As the government's crackdown continues in northwest Syria, witnesses reported that security forces with tanks and heavy machine guns attacked a town near the Turkish border called Badama on Saturday, setting houses on fire and arresting dozens of civilians.
To assist thousands of Syrians now gathered at the border region near Turkey who hastily left their homes as they escaped the violence, the Turkish government announced Sunday that it had begun delivering humanitarian aid to their Syrian neighbors. Another 10,500 refugees are also sheltered in camps inside Turkey, and up to 8,500 are reported to be in Lebanon, staying in the homes of relatives or kind strangers.
Meanwhile, a commentary by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton titled, "There is no going back in Syria," was published Saturday in the pan-Arab Asharq al-Assad newspaper, firmly urging Syria's transition to democracy.
Libya. On Sunday, just after her Friday visit to Syrian refugees in Turkey, U.S. Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie made a surprise visit to Italy's Lampedusa island, where more than 40,000 refugees, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa, have fled the violence in northern Africa over the recent months.
Sympathizing with those who risked their lives to cross the Mediterranean Sea on crowded boats, Ms. Jolie thanked the Italian residents of Lampedusa for their generous hosting, as she expressed hope that the asylum seekers' request would be met quickly to ensure their safety and freedom.
Yemen. On Saturday, more than 100 prominent Yemeni religious clerics and tribal leaders issued a joint petition demanding that presidential elections be held within 60 days for a new leader to replace President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who they say must step down. Meanwhile, Yemeni Deputy Minister of Religious Endowments and Guidance, Mohammed Yahya Al-Fasil, who had been wounded along with President Saleh on June 4th, passed away Saturday while being treated in a Saudi hospital.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or are enduring hardship due to the conflicts, our prayers continue that strife in all nations may subside for people worldwide to choose to live side by side in dignity, freedom, and peace. Citizens speak out. As people continue to stand up for human rights, political freedom, and democratic representation, they gather in countries around the world, including Australia, Bahrain, Belarus, Bolivia, Egypt, Hungary, Libya, Somalia, Spain, Syria, the United States, and Yemen.
Egypt. Hussein Salem, a top aide to former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, was arrested Thursday, June 16, along with a son and a Turkish businessman in Spain on an international arrest warrant relating to charges of dishonesty during his term in office.
Somalia. In spite of demands by protesters that Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed remain in office, he announced on Sunday that he was resigning in the interests of the nation to comply with an agreement intended to stabilize the country's governance, but which also requires the appointment of another prime minister.
Deputy Prime Minister Abdi Wali is meanwhile assuming the role of acting Prime Minister until a new appointment is made.
Bahrain. Following an April ban on any gatherings by WAAD political party members, including a shutdown of their headquarters in the capital Manama, the Bahraini government announced on Saturday that it is lifting the ban on the country's second-largest minority party. However, military trials continue for protesters, including one held for 15-year-old Yusuf al-Basri, who is said to have been tortured in prison.
According to a report by Press TV, Bahraini students studying in the UK were secretly filmed when they protested against their government's crackdown on demonstrators last March. Since then, some have had their homeland government scholarships withdrawn, while others state that they have been pressured to sign a pledge agreeing not to participate in any protests and to inform the government of fellow students who do.
Meanwhile, UK schools like Manchester Metropolitan University have said a rapid response measure is being implemented to support students whose countries are deemed to be in political crisis so that they are able to complete their education even if their country's scholarships are withdrawn.
Spain. As the Spanish government continues seeking to stabilize the country in the midst of fiscal crisis, some 37,000 protesters gathered before the Parliament building in the capital Madrid, with similar rallies planned in 55 other cities. Calling themselves the Indignants, the activists persisted in calls for change to alleviate conditions such as an unemployment rate that is the highest in the European Union.
Australia. Thousands of Australians marked World Refugee Day by protesting the government's May 7th decision to send asylum seekers to third-party countries like Malaysia. With families that are already being impacted by potential separation, such as an immigrant father in Australia whose newly arriving wife and child are now being sent to Malaysia, the Australian Parliament has voted that the government should abandon the policy, while the UN has questioned its legality, as Malaysia is not a signatory of the UN Refugee Convention.
United States. On Friday, representatives at the U.S. Conference of Mayors submitted a referendum calling upon Congress to end participation in foreign wars, which have killed 6,000 U.S. troops and are costing $126 billion U.S. dollars annually, and to use the money instead for job creation, infrastructure rebuilding, aid to municipal and state governments, and for the development of a new economy based on sustainable energy.
Belarus. The UN Human Rights Council spoke out on Friday against rights violations perpetrated by the Belarusian government before, during, and after the presidential elections held on December 19, 2010, as well as the country's lack of fair trials. It went on to urge a halt to the persecution and harassment of all minority party leaders, civil society representatives, human rights activists, lawyers, media members, students, and those defending them.
Hungary. Around 10,000 police officers, firefighters, soldiers, and others marched through Budapest on Saturday to protest austerity measures, including plans to retroactively abolish pensions for people under the age of 65, which the government states is necessary to avert a fiscal crisis.
Syria. As the government's crackdown continues in northwest Syria, witnesses reported that security forces with tanks and heavy machine guns attacked a town near the Turkish border called Badama on Saturday, setting houses on fire and arresting dozens of civilians.
To assist thousands of Syrians now gathered at the border region near Turkey who hastily left their homes as they escaped the violence, the Turkish government announced Sunday that it had begun delivering humanitarian aid to their Syrian neighbors. Another 10,500 refugees are also sheltered in camps inside Turkey, and up to 8,500 are reported to be in Lebanon, staying in the homes of relatives or kind strangers.
Meanwhile, a commentary by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton titled "There is No Going Back in Syria" was published Saturday in the pan-Arab Ashark al-Assad newspaper, firmly urging Syria's transition to democracy.
Libya. On Sunday, just after her Friday visit to Syrian refugees in Turkey, U.S. Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie made a surprise visit to Italy's Lampedusa island, where more than 40,000 refugees, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa, have fled the violence in northern Africa over the recent months.
Sympathizing with those who risked their lives to cross the Mediterranean Sea on crowded boats, Ms. Jolie thanked the Italian residents of Lampedusa for their generous hosting as she expressed hope that the asylum seekers' request would be met quickly to ensure their safety and freedom.
Yemen. On Saturday, more than 100 prominent Yemeni religious clerics and tribal leaders issued a joint petition demanding that presidential elections be held within 60 days for a new leader to replace President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who they say must step down. Meanwhile, Yemeni Deputy Minister of Religious Endowments and Guidance, Mohammed Yahya Al-Fasil, who had been wounded along with President Saleh on June 4th, passed away Saturday while being treated in a Saudi hospital.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or are enduring hardship due to the conflicts, our prayers continue that strife in all nations may subside for people worldwide to choose to live side by side in dignity, freedom, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Hiền như cây mận già trước ngõ, sớm với chiều dãy đàn trẻ nhỏ miền quê. Cô tôi đẹp nề nếp của hiền thê, hậu thầy hôm mai vợ chồng êm ấm. Tôi học cũng người từ ngày bé bỏng, chữ y tờ đồ nét đậm nét công. Rồi xa làng lên tiểu học cao trung, bằng mấy rào ông về thăm trường cũ. Bỗng một sớm đông buồn mây ủ rũ, được tin thầy đã lìa bỏ chân gian. Vết đạn nào đã xuyên thấu tim gan, dòng máu thấm cố tình tuôn đẫm cỏ. Màu lục thảo bỗng thành màu huyết rủ, cô tôi quỳ chẳng dù mảnh khăn xô. Ôi chiến tranh mi từ ở nơi mô, sao đến đâu là sương rơi thịt nát. Ta van mi hãy ngưng tay tàn xạ, cho vợ thôi khóc chồng, cho mẹ chẳng khóc con. thời hai bên những chiến sĩ anh hùng, chúng ta là anh em chung nguồn gốc, tranh hơn thua sao phải thành ác độc, sao không đua tài xây dựng giang san. Từ ngàn xưa chiến tranh là tang tóc, ruộng phì nhiêu bồng chốc hóa gò hoang. Hãy dừng lại những hận thù vô lý, cỏ đã cằn phai vạn nấm mồ, rồi chung cuộc được gì thù với bạn, nhất tưởng công thành vạn cốt khô.
Peace be here now.
OLAC or Vietnam and the U.S. jointly clean Agent Orange toxins, coming together in a first-ever partnership since U.S. troops used Agent Orange as part of warfare in OLAC some four decades ago. The two sides have partnered in a U.S.-funded $32 million U.S. restoration project.
Starting with the area around the Da Nang Airport, the Ministry of Defense and U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, will be working to remove the Agent Orange ingredient dioxin from the soil, a substance that has been linked to both birth defects and cancer. Two other former air bases also have been identified for further cleanup projects. In the project's inaugurating ceremony on Friday, June 17th, U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires Virginia Palmer said, as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has remarked, the dioxin in the ground here is a legacy of the painful past we share, but the project we will undertake, it's a sign of the hopeful future we are building together. Our respectful salute for the cooperation between the U.S. and OLAC. May these helpful projects restore health and well-being to the Olaxese or Vietnamese people and the land as they bring greater peace and friendship to the people of both countries.
Iranian Navy rescues Pakistani ship. After receiving distress calls on Saturday, June 18th, Iranian naval forces rushed to the assistance of a Pakistani vessel whose engine had failed in bad weather conditions in the Sea of Oman.
The ship, with 24 sailors on board, was escorted to safety. Meanwhile, the International Maritime Organization, or IMO, has commended Iran for her anti-piracy efforts and reassuring presence in the Gulf of Aden and surrounding international waters, with commander of Iran's Navy Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayari noting that the country's naval forces have successfully intervened in at least 13 pirate attacks since the end of March 2011, with about 1,000 vessels overall that have been escorted since April 2009.
Our appreciative thanks, Iranian Navy, for your noble dedication to saving lives and aiding those in need. May such exemplary brotherhood spread across the seas of the globe for safe and peaceful travel for all.
Save our planet. To further reduce pollution, the government of China expands the ban on plastic bags at the beginning of June 2011 to now include bookstores and pharmacies, saying that the ban since 2008 for most merchants has prevented 600,000 tons of plastic waste.
Save our planet. Prague Zoo in the Czech Republic sends four rare Przewalski horses on June 14, 2011 to Mongolia, where they will be joining over 20 other horses on the Kuomintang Reserve in an effort to revive them from their previous extinction in their native habitat.
Save our planet. As of June 14, 2011, Kuwaiti officials reported an estimated 2 tons of perished fish had been found perished in Persian Gulf waters due to what regional experts are saying was likely suffocation from decreased oxygen levels in waters whose temperatures are now much higher than in previous years.
Warning news. British officials note with alarm that as of June 2011, cases of tuberculosis are at a 30-year high, with the UK also having highest incidence of any country in Western Europe, as proposals are made for reintroduction of immunizations in an effort to prevent the highly contagious disease from which 2 million people still perish worldwide each year.
Hello, I'm Unky the Piglet, and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip about music. American researchers have found that a lifelong background in music has positive benefits in minimizing age-related hearing loss. So music, both outer and inner, is important for us. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In media news, a television channel for the very young is launched in Malaysia. Baby TV, part of Fox International Channels, with its headquarters in the United States, is now available in Malaysia. This 24-hour commercial-free station features content and programs developed by early childhood experts for infants, toddlers, and expectant mothers. The shows highlight parent-child interaction. They include themes of first concepts, nature and animals, music and art, imagination and creativity, friendships, songs and rhymes, and more. Baby TV airs in over 90 countries and in 17 languages. What good news, Malaysia! May Baby TV help foster delightful and meaningful experiences for children and parents alike.
In sustainable energy news, the number of electric cars is increasing in Norway. Almost 4,000 of these green vehicles are on the roads in the nation, with new models being developed. The autos are one way for Norway to get closer to achieving its climate policy goals of reducing its carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by 2020. To encourage more people to drive them, the government of Norway offers incentives including using the bus lanes to forego congested traffic and free downtown parking. Kudos, Norway, on your eco-friendly transportation choices. May all take earth-loving steps such as these, combined with the adoption of the low-emission vegan diet for a bright planetary future. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership featuring an American woman who volunteers over 40 hours a week in order to gather fruit for those in need. We'll take a moment to enjoy the blessings of the trees. Please stay tuned for more lucky news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an elegant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Lemon Lady, an affectionate name for an American woman who collects fruit that has fallen from trees to donate to food banks.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Anna Chan is dedicated to collecting fruit that has fallen from trees and giving it to community food banks. Affectionately nicknamed the Lemon Lady, Anna had discovered that in the vicinity she lived in the Bay Area of San Francisco, USA, a lot of families were not picking up the fruit on the ground from their trees. Realizing that this fantastic food source would otherwise go to waste, Anna began to ask the people if she could take the fruit. Many people happily agreed to this offer.
During the last 3 years, Anna has devotedly spent more than 40 hours each week on her fruit gathering project. With the help of other volunteers, she has donated almost 500 tons and $600,000 worth of fruit, which includes grapefruits, oranges, lemons, and limes, to organizations that distribute food to those in need. They in turn are delighted to have fresh fruit. In addition, she has contributed thousands of seedlings to community gardens.
Anna has been featured by famous media such as Huffington Post, People Magazine, and NBC Television. Bravo, Anna Chan, on this wonderful endeavor. May you continue to share the abundant bounty which Mother Nature so generously provides with heaven's manifold grace.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Arabic entitled Fire Report.
اتصل رجل منزعج يبلغ عن حريق وكان يصرخ على الهاتف حريق حريق فسأل رجل الإطفاء أين هو؟ في منزلي أنا أسألك أين مكان الحريق؟ داخل منزلي أنا أعلم ولكن كيف سوف نصل إلى منزلك؟ أوه اركبوا شاحنة الإطفاء
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master TV. I am an advocate for your channel. Through your channel, I comprehended the importance of being vegan. Jabir from Peshawar, Pakistan.
Khan Jabir, it's great to hear from you. Thanks for sharing the view that it's vital for each person to adopt the earth-saving plant-based diet. Please download any information free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg. That will help you share these urgent facts with others. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you and all the pure-minded people of Pakistan.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in love of the Divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The UN Security Council announces unanimous support of a second five-year term for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, with the UN General Assembly election to be held on Tuesday, June 21st.
For Father's Day, U.S. President Barack Obama encouraged other fathers across the nation to stay connected with their children as he indicated his own commitment in announcing that he is going to serve as an assistant coach for his daughter's basketball team.
Burmese pro-democracy activist and Nobel Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi receives the Freedom of the City of Newcastle Award in the U.K., bestowed in recognition of her lifelong dedication to democratic principles and peace, with her name to be engraved on the walls of the city's civic center.
In an interview with Australian talk show The Circle, U.S. country music star and American Idol champion Carrie Underwood speaks of her transition toward increased health and well-being as she became vegetarian at 21 and has now consumed no animal products as a vegan.
This year's annual Light Festival in Jerusalem, Israel, held from June 15th to 22nd, provides a magical experience for thousands of visitors as it features over 10,000 light artworks and acrobatic performances by artists from across the globe.
In Pennsylvania, USA, principal of the Girard Academic Music Program, Angela Malicia, retires early so that his salary can be allocated to save the jobs of two teachers and ensure continued success of the school's musical program.
The UN Human Rights Council passes a resolution to protect the rights of gays and lesbians, as it also sets up a panel to review discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Brianna Atkins, 9-year-old daughter of U.S. country music star Trace Atkins, was honored by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for her determined and brave actions in returning to their burning Tennessee, USA home to save two trapped puppies from the fire.
For her courageous and loving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Brianna Atkins with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $500 for her favorites.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.